Well, it was a stove that had a big shield around the heat.
Uh-huh.
And put the little chickens in there.
Okay. How long did you keep them there for? Did you keep them there for
quite a while? Well, until they started feathering out. And
okay, then kick them outside. Okay. Did you sell eggs then?
Yeah.
Okay. And you sold the chickens later for meat, I suppose. Okay. Did you have a chicken coop? Is that something different?
Chicken coop.
Yeah.
Well, that would be what we'd use if we took the chickens to town to sell.
Okay.
They're a wire thing, and you can put your chickens in, and then there's a lid that closes down, and
okay,
you load them and take them to town.
Okay. You said you had pigs once in a while. Did you have to feed them?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Did you keep a slop bucket? Did anybody keep a slop bucket? Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Not really.
Okay.
But nowadays they have to cook that slop. They can't give it to them raw.
Oh, really? Is that some sort of law or something? Must have been doing something bad for the animal, huh?
They have to cook that slop.
Yeah.
Somebody come here to pick up trash from the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
You have to cook it.
Wow. That seems to sort of defeat the purpose of a slop bucket.
Well, something about the vitamins or...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you have... you had cattle when you were... What's the name of the male cattle?
Bull.
Okay, and the female?
Cow.
Okay, and what about... You know something about sheep. Someone asked you, what's the male sheep called? Do you know that?
Ram.
Okay, what about the female?
Just a lamb.
Okay. Might you use the term ewe?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of ewe?
No.
A ewe? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Ewe.
Yeah? Okay. And then the lamb would be the younger one, I think. Okay. What about pigs? What's the male pig?
Boar.
And what's the female?
Sow.
Okay. And horses, what's the female?
Mare.
And the male? Everybody has trouble with this one.
Stud or...
Okay. You have different names for a castrated, like a cow or a bull that's been castrated? What would the name of that be? Do you remember? Is that what they use the term steer around here for? A castrated bull? A steer?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that sound about right?
And the name, people love them. Rocky Mountain oysters.
That has not come up once during these interviews because I didn't. Yeah.
I don't eat them.
People love them, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
The Moose Lodge has some Rocky Mountain oyster feeds.
And they're seriously Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yes.
They're not some imitation.
No.
What about, do you know of a term? I know you don't know a lot about sheep, but do you know a term for a castrated ram then? Have you ever heard of a wether?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about castrated pig?
Pig?
Yeah. You remember a term for that? Okay. I have barrow or borrow or...
Probably a borrow.
Okay. You might have heard that. What about a horse that's been castrated?
Oh.
How does it taste? It's okay. Have you ever heard of a gelding?
Gilding.
Was that being gilding? Okay. Is there another way people have them saying castrate that you know of? Like cut or clip or neutered or...